Agotavach, in today's halacha, we're going to discuss the laws of Birchas Ilanis. Birchas Ilanis is a blessing that's said over the blossoming of fruit in the month of Nisan. In the Seder Birchas Hanen in chapter 13, halacha 14, based on the ruling of the Mechaber in 226.1, it is ruled that one who goes outside in the month of Nisan and sees trees which are sprouting forth blossom needs to say the bracha of Shaleichisa Be'ilom Eklum Uvara Be'Briyas Tevis Ve'Ilonis Tevis Lehanis Behem Behet B'nei Adam. This is a bracha of thanksgiving to Hashem, of praise to Hashem for giving us the ability of benefiting from fruits. The Mechaber concludes that the blessing is only to be said once a year, and that the Alter Rebbe writes the blessing is only said the first time that one sees the blossom that year. The Kabbalistic meaning behind Birchas Ilanis is brought in the Kaf HaChaim in 226.8, that it represents the idea of elevating the lost sparks and souls that are reincarnated in trees. And when a person says this bracha, it is actually elevated, the divine sparks and souls that are found within them are actually elevated during that time. We'll discuss a number of questions and answers that relate to Birchas Ilanis. May the bracha only be said in the month of Nisan, or can one do it earlier in the month of Adar if he sees blossoming in the month of Iyar? So this matter is discussed in Paiskim, and many Paiskim side that Nisan is lav dafka, is not literal, and it can be said as well in other months. However, the Rebbe's final conclusion on this matter is that in accordance to the Alter Rebbe, it should only be said in the month of Nisan, and therefore one should make sure to specifically say the bracha in the month of Nisan, not before and not after. Regarding the halacha we mentioned earlier, if a person saw a tree with a blossom and did not say a bracha, may he say the bracha on the second time that he sees the blossoming tree? In other words, can the bracha only be said the first time you see it, and if you didn't make the bracha, you lost the opportunity? Or can it only be said once, even if it's the third time you're seeing it? So while the Mechaber learns that if you didn't say the bracha the first or second time, then the third time you see that tree or a different tree, you can still say the bracha. But the Alter Rebbe learns, as infers the Ktzeis HaShulchan, that you can only say it the first time you see it. And it's similar to Shechianu on a fruit. If you ate a fruit already, you can't say Shechianu anymore, because you already benefited from the Hana, from the benefit and the Simcha that you were going to praise Hashem for. And the same thing applies here too. And therefore the Ktzeis HaShulchan rules, in accordance with the Alter Rebbe, that as soon as you see a tree blossoming fruit, you have to say the Bracha then, and don't delay it, because if you delay it, you've lost the opportunity. Practically, one should suspect for the Ktzeis HaShulchan's opinion, especially being that the Alter Rebbe did change the wording from the Mechaber, and this change does lean to the ruling of the Ktzeis HaShulchan, and therefore you should make sure that if you see a tree with blossoming of fruit, then don't delay the bracha, find out what the bracha is, and say it at that opportunity. May the bracha be said even if one only sees the blossoming of one tree. In other words, does it have to be two trees, Ilanis, or even one tree? So the answer is, l'chatchila, it's best to do it over two trees, but if you see even one tree with blossom, you're allowed to say the bracha. The bracha can only be said over trees that bear fruit, not over trees that bear flowers and matters of the like. And therefore, it has to be said over the blossoming of the actual fruit, and not the blossoming of a flower and the like. If one sees the fruit on the tree and does not see any blossom, then he can no longer say the bracha if the fruit has reached a stage that it is ripe enough to be eaten. But if it hasn't yet, then even though it's not a blossom anymore, you can still say the bracha. Women do say the bracha of Birchas Ilanis just like men, and there's no difference in this matter. The bracha of Birchas Ilanis is permitted to be said on Shabbos, even though there are those that state that one shouldn't do so, due to various reasons, though practically is allowed to be said on Shabbos. One should not say the bracha Birchas Ilanis on trees that Hashem does not desire to be around, such as mixed species trees, such as nectarines, which is forbidden to make a mixed breed. And therefore, even though you can benefit from the fruit, once it's already made, as brought down in Halacha, nevertheless, you should not say the bracha praising Hashem for a tree that he did not design. The same applies regarding an arla tree. If you know for a fact that a certain tree is arla, then you shouldn't say the bracha over it because you can't benefit from its fruit. However, if it's only a suffix, then in chutz l'aretz you can say a bracha over the tree.